first movement of Mozart's Sonata for Two Pianos, Kürschel 448, performed by the Canadian Guitar Quartet. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. This is the world premiere recording of music for harp and guitar by Australian composer Marian Boudos, titled A View from the Eagle's Nest. It's performed by Eliza and Darren Santana. Thank you. music for harp and guitar by Marian Budos titled A View from the Eagle's Nest. That was performed by Eliza and Darren Santana. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We'll continue with another world premiere. This is the Toccata from the Sonata Elegiaca for two guitars by Leo Brouwer. It's based on music from his earlier piece, the Concerto Elegiaco, which was dedicated to Julian Bream. We'll hear it performed by Giovanni Masi and Lucio Matarazzo. Premiere of the Toccata from the Sonata Elegiaca by Leo Brouwer, featuring Giovanni Massi and Lucio Matarazzo. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Norwegian guitarist-composer Christina Sandsangen has recorded an album of her own compositions, including a piece for solo guitar and orchestra titled Draper, which is Norwegian for droplets. In May of 2024, Christina Sandsangen spoke about her piece at the KMFA Radio Studios in Austin, Texas.
Obviously, I was thinking about tears when I made that song, and it has a lot of long melodic lines and droplets in the form of harmonics and also melodic droplets. Like, usually people cry for like 5 minutes. This is around 5 minutes. And I recently recorded an arrangement of droplets with the Norwegian Radio Orchestra. I had a fantastic orchestrator named Espen Fredriksen from Norway. And the Norwegian Radio Orchestra is my favorite orchestra. And it has been a dream to record with them since I was like 15 years old.
Norwegian guitarist-composer Kristina Sandsangen and the Norwegian Symphony Orchestra performing her piece titled Draper, or Droplets. And before that, we heard an interview with Kristina Sandsangen recorded in May 2024. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with another world premiere work by woman composer Clarice Assad. Her piece for four-part guitar, orchestra, and electric bass is titled Dusty Grooves. The piece was dedicated to the All-Women Virtual Guitar Orchestra, which is a group of 80 women guitarists from all over the world who recorded the piece under the auspices of the Virtual Guitar Orchestra Project. Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard the world premiere recording of a piece for four-part guitar orchestra and electric bass titled Dusty Grooves by Brazilian composer Clarice Assad. That was performed by the All-Women Virtual Guitar Orchestra as part of the Virtual Guitar Orchestra Project. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker and James Stroud in the James Stroud Classical Guitar Competition, and by Sheldon Ehrlich, author of the book A Collection of Fine Spanish Guitars from Torres to the Present from Sunny Knoll Publishing, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas that reaches the world with its innovative projects, including this radio program, which is broadcast each week on over 200 stations. Our other projects include film and television content for PBS stations, and our Music and Medicine program presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. This project is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. Classical Guitar Alive is produced in association with KMFA Radio in Austin, Texas, with additional sound engineering by Jeffrey Blair. If you'd like more information about the program, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org. You can also find a link to our podcast there and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.